Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 5th of January, and right now it's partly cloudy here in Auroville, but in Pondicherry it's foggy with 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning, then clear with a chance of a thunderstorm, with a temperature range from low 24 to high 28 degrees Celsius. We can expect winds from northeast at 20 km per hour, and chance of rain is on 20%. Later on, it's supposed to be partly cloudy with fog overnight, and with the winds again from northeast at 10 to 20 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous and 83% of it is illuminated. On Monday night is a full moon. This morning we spoke with John about the help desk for cyclone in Town Hall. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
You are working with the help desk for cyclone. Yes. In the Town Hall, the reception desk, yeah? After 2 days of gathering information, what is your common observation?
Observation might be that a lot of people say that the trees fell next to their houses and they're very happy, and they say we were very lucky, and I agree, we were lucky, but still there are a lot of trees on houses and on infrastructure, and we need to do a lot. Mm-hmm. Coming a lot of cutting requests in, people want to cut, want to have trees cut. We can arrange that, but still they have to be patient.
It takes some time, yeah, to crew to come. How many chainsaws are working now?
More than 20 big groups are around. Mm-hmm. We have one person we talk to, and we give him the list of people that want tree cutting done, and they arrange that some team is going there.
Mm. How are we standing with electricity? How many generators is now in town? Approximately?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I really have to say I don't know. Mm. Because we just record the problems and we pass them on to the people that are responsible for these things. And if it is a water problem, we make it most of the time urgent, and then they drive around with this generator to the place that is most important.
But after 2 days, which area of the town you think was the destructed or damaged the most? I mean, where it's the most complaints coming from?
Yeah, most of the complaints come from residential zone, although they do a lot themselves, so they clean up a lot themselves, but still there are a lot of trees on houses, and they need help. Slowly we're getting more messages from the green belt, where a lot of trees are damaged. And yeah, it's not so urgent, so at the moment we're trying to do the urgent ones, and yeah, damages from the forest, it's maybe next week.
What about the wood? It was said that we're supposed to collect the wood on one common place. We do know already where it is?
No, I don't know.
We still don't know?
No, I don't know where it is. Mm-hmm. But we're still in doing disaster management, so we're trying to get the most important things done, and collecting the wood is not important in that sense.
It's not?
It's more important that people get water and get electricity, because once you have these important things gone, then you can see how to collect the wood. And
yeah, but right now the broken, you have to move it away, otherwise you cannot clean the other things. And in between already happened, the villagers took the wood, you know that?
Yeah, I know.
You're aware of that?
Yeah, I am aware of that, but yeah, we're cyclone help desk, and I cannot do anything about this. No.
Since it's a week, almost a week, yeah, from cyclone to today, how are we standing on the collective level of all of us?
Yeah, you mean the personal level, I think a lot of people are working now together, and that's really good. A lot of things are done, but also I think a lot of things are done too fast, and we should really think about everything a bit before we do. Mm-hmm. And we try to organize the most important things, and that's our job. And what happens in the communities, I must admit I'm not aware of anything. I heard that some communities really have everything paka again and cleaned up, and it's like nothing happened. At least, yeah, you can see that the tree snapped, but that's it. Mm. And the rest is already clean. But there are also communities that have big problems, and that's where the attention goes now.
Mm. Which are those communities, for example?
And it's everywhere a bit. Mm. So, yeah. No, I cannot. No way, because every community has some problems. But like I said, some communities are working really hard to get their community ready again. Mm-hmm. And I think some have it already done.
Okay, thank you for today.
Thank you.
And Andrea spoke with visiting guest artist Carrie Dashrell about her work and presentation she will hold on Friday, 6th of January at 5 p.m. at Multimedia Center in Town Hall.
Good morning.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Carrie Dashrell.
Hi, Carrie. Nice to meet you and welcome in Oroville.
Thank you.
So you are going to organize something in Multimedia Center on the 6th of January at 5 p.m. What is it?
Well, I'm going to do a talk about some of my artwork. I'm otherwise known as Yesteri, the public notary, and I do notarial acts and public works and socially engaged artwork. And I'm going to talk about some of my recent projects at the Occupy Wall Street protests, and as well as some older works that you will
see.
You will hear, see, and experience.
And can you give sort of brief about what's going on, what happened and what's going on in the United States regarding this movement? And short one, otherwise we're going to talk for 2 days.
Well, what I can say is it's been very, very exciting and very optimistic. And I was very excited to be part of it and to be able to work with people on what I call legal manifestations and asking them to envision what it is they want for the future and then legalizing them, which, of course, you'll have to hear more about on Friday night at 5 p.m. at the Multimedia Center at Town Hall. I would like to also say that I am a guest of the Calicoge residency program and Tapas Bhatt, so I want to give a thank you to her for inviting me here to Oroville to do some research and be able to think about some issues of community that a lot of my work involves.
So when I'm following the Occupy movement in the United States, I saw a lot of similitude about what's going on in Oroville, the decision-making process and everything. So I felt very much involved in this thing because I belong to this community, and I think there is some strong elements as a common point. Can you share something with us about that?
Well, it comes in very good time for my visit to Oroville to just try to see how it is that people strategize their information and make decisions here. The Occupy Wall Street movement is so new, and figuring out how to make decisions has been very process oriented and consensus, general assembly meetings that could last for, hours and hours and hours. But at the same time, I think that people were really feeling involved and for the first time in a really long time and really wanting to make the process part of transparent and make the process part of what it is that we're looking to change, not just what the end result is. And that's part of, I think, some people are looking at the movement that we don't have, that there isn't this decisive factor that wants to be changed, but really it's a whole system that wants to be changed. And it's something that is one of the reasons I wanted to come here before the movement, because of how decisions are made here and how people are part of that. So part of it is also trying to figure out what are some things that perhaps can be learned here that can be brought back to the United States, because we're in a very altering moment that is changing drastically in a very immediate sense.
Okay, so we will meet, we will see, we will listen to you on the 6th of January,
yes,
at 5 p.m. Where?
At the Multimedia Center in Town Hall in Oroville. And I'll be talking about other work as well, so we won't just focus on Occupy Wall Street, but it is a recent inquisition.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Oroville Council has been asked by FEAMC to nominate 3 Orovillians to represent the community at large on the new housing board meetings. They're asking us to send our names to Oroville Council if you are interested to take part in this group. The housing service is also looking for a secretary on full-time basis and who has some background knowledge with housing service work. The working committee Lavenir d'Oroville Town Development Council has announced for us about overhead line clearances, which says that in consultation with TNAB and Orville Electrical Service, it has been decided that for all electrical overhead lines in Orville, the following minimum horizontal clearances from the trees and buildings need to be maintained. For low tension lines, 3 meter horizontal clearance on each side of the line, and for high tension lines, 6 meter horizontal clearance on each side of the line. During the present repair and restoration works, these clearances will be implemented and everyone is requested to extend full cooperation to TNEB and Orville Electric Service and the volunteer teams that are to work to create and maintain those clearances. Lines with inadequate clearances will not be energized. Amongst others, also we received a news that Rosine de Bol, a Belgian national who was one of the early Aurovillians, passed away peacefully in Auroville in the early morning of January 4th. She made an unique and generous contribution to Auroville with her life. She will be buried in Adventure in a few days. Her body is in the farewell room at the Auroville Health Center. And we thank you, Rosine, for all your love and support. The cleanup work is still on and you should come to Town Hall's main parking lot at 9 a.m. with your tools. And there is still a need for a single-phase generators. If you can lend yours for collective use, you can contact Jill on 94861440 65. And we are also asked to protect our wood because the wood is the collective asset of Auroville and the sale of it will help us to rebuild Auroville. Please help us to protect it. And the cyclone also means a new life, a new beginning, maybe. The next announcement expressed is clearly written by Tim. He thanks to the cyclone bringing down the beautiful 25 years old Calcutta Star Plumeria, which gives hanging cascades of deep maroon colored flowers all through the summer. You can call Tim on 262-2381 or on 262-2296. His heartfelt thanks if you can help give it ongoing life in this way. And about the cyclone that struck Auroville and Pondicherry on the night of December 5th in 1972, the mother wrote, "It is a warning that the nature is giving, that those who do not have the true spirit of Auroville will have to change or to go if they do not want to change. And why are we on earth? To find the divine who is in each of us and in all things," is written in the words of the mother, Wallen 14. Thank you for listening to us and you can contact us on auroville.org.